Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's up? This is DeJuan Boyd, a.k.a. DJ Rabbit, representing Rabbit Productions, hanging out chilling with my girl, Cy Boogie. That's right, Cy Brown, right here on LifeRemixedRadio.com. Say word.
Hey, everybody. Twas the night before Christmas, and all through the house, not a creature was stirring except me trying to get last-minute Christmas gifts. I don't understand how I let it get to this point. I don't know what happened. I thought I had everything. I thought I had everything I needed for a great Christmas dinner. I thought I had, you know, all the stuff that's necessary to zhuzh up my house. I was still decorating my house, like, late last night. Thank God my kids are not home. I took my younger son, Miles, to my grandmother's house last night, and so I was able to kind of hang out at home, and we have this huge window. Well, it's pretty big, 7 feet or something, I guess. It's 3 windows, I guess, that stretches across my my living room, and so I decorated all of that. So I'm going to take a picture and upload it to YouTube. I'm going to upload it to the Life Remixed family, you know, site on Ning, so that should be pretty fun. But what is everybody doing for Christmas? I'm gonna play a couple of songs today, not to be very nostalgic, but just to play some stuff that's very special to me. And one of my favorite songs is by Boys to Men, "Let It Snow." I'm not a huge Boys to Men fan. I kind of thought they were a little bit corny, but that song, like, really, really touched my heart. And for those of you who are not near snow, enjoy this, because I tell you, in the New York City area right now, it's icy, it's slushy, it's kind of messy. I don't know. I went down to I don't live very far from an IKEA. I don't know if there's IKEAs. I think IKEAs are pretty much all over the country. It's a huge big box store, and I talked about my trip to IKEA the other day. But when I went to IKEA, I'm like, oh my goodness, I have to hurry up and get back and do the show. And coming up the highway, I saw all these trucks and EMS and all that other stuff. So I'm hoping that somebody didn't die or that somebody didn't have an accident, because the roads up here are very, very slushy. They're very icy. I actually almost fell. I'm like, now how is that possible? I'm pretty good with my balance and stuff like that. But it's just kind of nasty and messy outside. So I don't know how that happened, but, you know, it's winter in New York, so what do you expect? You have to expect the snow, the slush, the ice, and all that other stuff that comes along with it. You can't have Christmas and expect snow and all that, I mean, all the good holiday cheer and all that stuff without the snow as well. So that's that. I'm going to get into this song, but before I do, I want to give my condolences. I don't know how much you guys are aware, but I do a lot of work for the Salvation Army. The Salvation Army was extremely, extremely good to my family. When my children were younger, my husband didn't work for a while when we first had our younger son, and the Salvation Army graciously let us send our older son to daycare there for a reduced rate, and then, you know, they gave my husband a job until he ended up going to school. Whatever. The point is, the Salvation Army has always held a very near and dear place in my heart. And today I went to the Salvation Army just to say, excuse me, hello to everybody, to wish everybody a Merry Christmas. And I found out one of the workers there has passed away. She died this morning. And how sad is it to die on Christmas morning? She was only 40 years old. And she has a 14-month-old baby. And, you know, she was in the hospital because she had, I believe the way they said, was a small tumor underneath her arm. And they had to install, like, something else so that the blood can continue to flow and, you know, just to make sure that she was healthy. And they wanted her to stay in the hospital. And she said, no, I want to go home. I want to be with my family for Christmas. And they didn't really get into it. I don't know if it was against, like, doctor's orders or whatever, but she ended up going home and she passed away this morning. So it's very, very sad that, you know, And also what makes it even worse is that today was her birthday. So not only did she pass away on her birthday, but it just so happens to be Christmas Eve, and she left a 14-month-old baby. So, you know, I think when we look at things like that, we have to really remember what's important and what's not, just as we look at our family and as we spend time with our family. It's just a very sad time. So really cherish the time you have with your family. Oh, I just see Dave is in the chat room. Merry Christmas, Cy. Actually, I was going to give you a call to tell you Merry Christmas. And I have a card for you, so I have to get that to you when I see you. But Merry Christmas to you. Speaking of Dave, who is definitely a friend of mine, he's just put in the chat room he lost a coworker Sunday on the job. And I do believe I mentioned that on the air the other day, that this guy was only, I believe, 36 years old or something like that, Dave, if you can put in the chat room, and he died of a heart attack. And this is definitely not meant to spend this entire show talking about death and things like that, but I think we just want to be reminded that even in our midst, that if you don't have a gift for your family or for your wife or somebody special, it's okay because you're alive. And I think we have to look at it that way. And remember, hey, listen, we have our family. Kirby Queen put into the chat room my condolences to her family. Yeah, it was sad. It was definitely sad. You know, I'm going to the Salvation Army to say hey to everybody. And they're like, hey, Cy, remember the lady that worked here? Da-da-da-da-da. I was like, yeah, well, she died this morning. And I, you know, not to make this a sad show, because it's not going to be a sad show. I'm getting ready to put some music on in a minute. But I do want to offer reverence to our families and also remind us, maybe it's just a harsh, maybe this needs to be said just to be a reminder to people that, you know what, even though we think we have it, you know, in a sucky way, there are other people that have it worse. And it's not to, you don't want to look at other people's misfortune and say, well, you know, hey, they have it worse, so it makes me feel better. That's definitely not the case. But I think when you look at it, I think it just means we always have to be grateful. In all things, give thanks. And the Bible does say in all things, give thanks. Oh, Kirby Queen just put in the chat room, okay, there goes my Christmas spirit. No, it's not meant to dampen your Christmas spirit. It's definitely just meant to act as a reminder, just to be thankful for everything that we have, because some people have nothing. You know what I mean? Some people don't have, and even if there are people that have less than us, there's some people right now that are preparing for a funeral. And like Curly put in the chat room, you know, this guy passed away Sunday. So you have to think about that as well, like that, you know. So even though we're here and we're grateful and we're slipping and sliding in the New York area, you know, there are other people out there that, you know, wish they had somebody to go visit. And I actually put that on Facebook and on Twitter this morning before when I got up early. I'm always complaining about y'all know I complain about my kids all the time. But you know something? I just really am so grateful and so happy that I will have my children with me on Christmas. I am cooking, and we're going to have a really nice Christmas. Did you reach out to your friend in PA? No. Let's talk behind the scenes on that one, because I'm not sure. Oh, you mean LaVon. Okay, no. All right, I'll talk to you behind the scenes on that one. In the meantime, let's get into a little, this is one of my favorite songs, Everybody, by Donny Hathaway, this Christmas. I'm going to play this, and we'll be right back on the other side on an abbreviated Life Remix Radio. It's your girl, Cy Brown. Thank you for joining me on Christmas Eve, everybody.
How much fun it's gonna be together. This Christmas, the fireside is blazing bright. and cards are here. My world is filled with cheer and you. This Christmas, and as I look around, your eyes outshine the town they do. This Christmas, fireside blazing bright, we're caroling through the night. And this Christmas will be very special Christmas for me. Yeah. Shake a hand now.
Songs. I could probably hear that song by anybody. I could probably hear that song by anybody and love it. There are so many versions of that song, but I just love Donny Hathaway's version. I mean, I think everybody has probably remixed, every artist that's anybody has probably remixed that song in some way, shape, or form. But it's just such a beautiful and such a peaceful song. I'm looking up in the chat room. I do know what you're talking about. Kirby Queen put said, a call, not a text. Yeah, actually, we communicated last night. She sent me a lengthy email, and so I know exactly what you're talking about. It took me a second to realize it. But also, as far as Biomed, no, I did not reach out to Annie, and I probably should have. That is definitely my bad on my part. But that's why I need everybody, you know. I need everybody to help me out here because I don't want to forget anybody and I don't want anybody to think I have forgotten about them either. So I will definitely let me make a note right now because I don't want to say it and then not do it because then that's really not a good thing. But, yeah, I'll reach out to Annie because I want to make sure that, you know, her family is okay. Biomed, everybody, Biomed Byline is Annie. She has a show also on Blog Talk Radio, and she reached out to us probably about 2 weeks ago, and her husband was not doing well, and so we all kind of prayed for him. Actually, Sandy did, who's How Elegant out in Ohio. She prayed for him, and so I have to be a little bit better to follow up. I'm going to jump very quickly into another song. This is a fun Christmas song, everybody, and I'll be right back on the other side. It's your girl, Cy Brown, right here on Life Remix Radio.
It was the night before Christmas, and all through the
Hold Paris- it now, wait, hold it. That's played out. Hit it.
Give me all that jive about things you wrote before I was alive. Cause this ain't 1823, ain't even 1970. Now I'm the guy named Curtis Blow, and Christmas is one thing I know. So every year, just about this time, I celebrate it with a rhyme. Gonna shake it, gonna bake it, gonna make it good. Gonna rock, shock, rock it through your neighborhood. Gonna read, gonna sing it till it's understood. My rap, I'm about to happen like a knee. You been tapping, or I told you been tapping on a hunk of wood. Bought a red suit and two with a friendly attitude. And a slave full of goodies for the people on the block. Got a long white beard, maybe look kind of weird. And if you ever see him, he can give you quite a shock. Now people, let me tell you about last year when the dude came flying. over here? Well, the hawk was out, snow's on the ground. Folks stayed in, 2:40 down. The beat was thumping on the box, and I was dancing in my socks. And the drummer played at a solid pace, and the taste of the bass was in my face. And the guitar player laid down a heavy layer of the funky chunky rhythm of the disco beat. And the guy with the 88 started to participate, and I could sure appreciate the sound so sweet. We were all in the mood, so we had a little food and a joke and a smoke and a little bit of wine. When I thought I heard a hoop on the top of the roof, could it be it wasn't me? I was feeling super fine, so I went to the attic where I thought I heard the static on a chance that the fans put the body breaking in. Put the noise on the top with a reindeer top to the trick, say Nick, and I let the sucker in. Chin. He allowed, he was proud of the hairy little crowd on the point of the door with a thin should have been. Get cool for a fool, going out every year for a day on the plane when the cold was low. So the beer made me weird, but I'll never have a cheer, cause it's warm in the storm when it's 10 below. I said, yo, God, it's cold tonight, but can you stop for a drop before you go? He said, why not? It's the music hot, and I'll chance to dance beneath the mistletoe. So he went downstairs and forgot his scans, and he rocked his spot and danced like a pro, and every young girl tried to rock his world, but he booked the yogi yogi till he had to go. And before he went, this fine old gent bought a gift with a fist to his big red bag. In the top or the bottom, he reached in and got toy for the boys for the girl's glad rags. And a grown-up got some presents too, a new TV and a stereo. A new DeVille bought a blue in the sky, the best that money couldn't buy. Cause money could never ever buy the feeling, the one that comes from not concealing the way you feel about your friends. And this is how the story ends. The dude in red back at the pole of North, where everything is cold. But if he were right here tonight, he'd say Merry Christmas and to all a good night.
Guys are bugging in the chat room. Kirby Queen for all. Oh, shoot. Just to give a big shout out to Sandy, who's How Elegant. I just talked her up. She said she was listening, but she didn't join the chat room. I forget that people can actually listen to the show without coming into the chat room. And so I forget how many listeners I really do have, because I'm always, you know, checking out everybody in the chat room. Kirby Queen put, go Sandy, it's your birthday. And she put birth, B-I-R-F, B-I-R-F-D-A-Y. You guys are a mess. Yeah, you know what, let's have a little bit of fun. You know what, it's Christmas Eve. I think I mentioned this yesterday. I told my son Miles, the one who's 15, that, you know, Miles, we have to make cookies for Santa Claus. And Miles was like, yo, you are so bugging. I am not making you and Daddy cookies. And I said, no, Miles, they're for Santa Claus. He said, Mom, I am not making you and Daddy cookies. Sorry, try again. So I guess, you know, the wool has, I hope there's no kids listening right now. I hope there's no kids that are supposed to be, you know, doing something. I hope they're not saying, but Miss Saida said there's no Santa Claus. Well, there is a Santa Claus. What was that movie? Yes, Virginia, there is a Santa Claus. I think that was Miracle on 34th Street or something like that. I just need everybody's help to convince my son Miles to make Santa Claus cookies so that I have something to eat. Oh, you put no cookies. Why? I want cookies, no cookies. Well, I made brownies. Anyway, I made a huge pan of brownies, and half of the brownies had nuts and the other half did not. So, anyway, I'm having cookies. I think I'm going to try to finagle my son into letting me, into making Santa Claus some cookies. I don't know if it's going to work, but I can certainly try. I don't, you know, we'll see. I'll let you all know tomorrow. Well, actually, tomorrow is a rebroadcast. I'm going to, maybe I'll get on and just play like 30 minutes of music or something at 12 noon. I think I may be able to because I'm going to be home anyway, but I'm not sure. Let me see what's going on in the chat room. Oh, my goodness. Hello, High Road. How are you? It's a pleasure seeing you. I hope you're making a lot of money on the Internet. Make your Internet millions, buddy. Yeah, Curvy Queen put, I love brownies. Yeah, we all know I have a problem with that. Curvy Queen says, I'm coming over. You can. I got plenty of food. You're more than welcome to. Hi, High Road. How's your blog coming along? How is your blog coming along? Let me know in the chat room. Because the last conversation we had, I think I was talking to him as I was driving to IKEA. How about that? I think I need to stay out of IKEA. But the last conversation we had was that he was working on his blog, and it was really good. So tell me, how is it going? I don't see him saying anything. Oh, Kirby says, I just want a brownie. Well, you better hurry up. You better come on, girl, because you know what, me and brownies and chocolate chip cookies and all that good stuff. But don't forget January, the first week of January, we're doing all, like, health stuff. We're doing all healthy living and how to live our best life healthily. I know that's probably not a word, but how to live our best life. And the whole first week of January, the first full week of January is health. And we're going to have Tiff on the show helping us out. And I'm probably going to get back on the wagon as far as this meat thing goes. And then the second week we're doing love and relationships, so True is going to help us out with that. The third week we're going very, very deep into spirituality and consciousness. And then the last week, the last full week of January, we're doing wealth building and prosperity. So health, love, awareness, and wealth is on tap for Life Remixed Radio for the month of January. Hey, True! Oh, my goodness, how you doing? Wow, everybody's logging on to say Merry Christmas. Oh, Sandy says she's running to hug Roland. Hi, Vernon says, peace, y'all, listening and whistling while I work. Wasn't that like the Elvis whistle while we work? Do 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 do. I think, right? You guys know I can't sing, even though I've tried on a couple Fridays to no avail. I guess I just have to keep my day job, which is hosting talk radio. I got to remember talk radio side, not pop radio. I host talk radio, not pop radio. But I'm excited. I'm happy to see everybody. Oh, yeah, it's the Seven Dwarfs. Yeah, that's what it was. It was Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. That's exactly what it was. It was Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. And she was singing Whistle While You Work. Oh, God, I'm not even going to repeat what Sandy just put in the chat room. You have to just be listening to the show or be here live because I'm not going to repeat what she just put in the chat room. Even though it's a fun grown-up show, I'm not going to put that in the chat room. So that's enough fun. We're just having a good time here on Friday. Hey, what just happened to my chat room? It's not even Friday. I'm thinking it's Friday because I'm playing music. That's what it is. The only time I usually play music is on a Friday. But it's Christmas Eve, and since it's Christmas Eve, I thought we could have some good Christmas music and some good smiles, and I had to get a little Curtis Blow. That's that little hip-hop swagger that I have. You know, I had to get a little bit of my hood side out. We had a little This Christmas with Donny Hathaway, so that was pretty cool. And, you know, that's what it is. I've got my pies in the oven. I've got my turkey wings in the oven. I am making a strawberry cake. I'm making a banana cake. Where's my menu? I must have left it in the car with my shopping list, but I'm making turkey wings. I'm making cornbread, green beans with shaved almonds sautéed in butter and garlic, cabbage, a whole chicken, baked ziti. Did I say the banana cake and the strawberry cake? I think I said that already. I think that's everything. I think that's all the stuff that I mentioned. Wait, let me start from the meats because this is how my mama taught me. You do your meat, your vegetable, and your starch. The meats is the turkey wing and the whole chicken. The vegetable is the green beans with shaved almonds with butter and garlic and cabbage. The starch is macaroni and cheese and baked ziti. So that's my meat, my vegetable, my starch. Two meats, two vegetables, two starches. And then dessert is going to be the banana cake and the strawberry cake. And the strawberry cake, I'm putting cream cheese icing with fresh sliced strawberries on top. That is going to be yummy. And my husband made 2 sweet potato pies because I don't know how to make a sweet potato pie. And then although I'm serving red wine, we will have a big jug of Kool-Aid. We're going to have a big jug of Kool-Aid in the back too. You know you got it. Well, no. Actually, it's going to be Hawaiian punch. I don't do Kool-Aid. At least I try not to because my kids' lips turn red. So I'm going to have some red wine, some Hawaiian, a bunch of different Hawaiian punch. The grocery store had the big containers on sale for $1.98, so I bought 3 of them. So we've got, you know how with, when you buy that kind of stuff, it doesn't go by flavor, it goes from color. It goes by color. So I have a red one, an orange one, and a light pink one. So whatever flavors are associated with that, that's the flavors that I have. And that's it. That's my menu. That's my menu for Christmas, and I'm super excited. I keep saying that because I'm feeling so good. I'm feeling much better than I've been feeling these last couple weeks when I wasn't feeling too good. And so that's it. Where is everybody? Oh, there you all are. I can see you. I hope you guys can see me. Maybe something weird happened with the chat room, but I can see you guys. I hope you can see me. But it's time to wind down our Christmas Eve show. And, you know, I thought about this yesterday. We're working on a bunch of fun openings and fun closings for 2009. You know, you got to keep the show fun and exciting. But in the meantime, I think just for this Christmas season, I think it's pretty apropos that we have a little bit deeper than our just our closing prayer. And I just felt it helpful to recite the Lord's Prayer. So before I get off the air today, I definitely am going to wish everybody and their family a very, 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 very Merry Christmas. And if I have your phone number, which most of you I do, most of my regular listeners I do, isn't that crazy? Like you're on the radio and you're calling your listeners. Like, but anyway, most people who I have your phone number, I will be calling you tomorrow to wish you a personal Merry Christmas. But in the meantime, I just feel it wise that as we come together and spend good time with our family, that we remember to put God first in our life and put God first in every area of our life, because I know I couldn't do what I do every day without God's grace and mercy. So if you could just please, let's all come together with one heart and one spirit, just kind of put your mouth down and, you know, forget what you still have to get from the grocery store. Forget who you didn't buy a gift for. And if we can collectively put our energy together, just as I recite the Lord's Prayer, and wish everybody a very, very, very special holiday and Christmas. And tomorrow I will be doing a rebroadcast for the second half of the hour, but I'm probably going to get on for 30 minutes and play some fun Christmas music. So just remember, everybody, have a good Christmas Eve, no car accidents, and don't stress yourself. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is your kingdom, the power and the glory forever. Amen. I shall pass through this world but once. Any good, therefore, that I can do, or any kindness that I can show to any human being, let me do it now. Let me not defer or neglect it, for I shall not pass this way again. Mahatma Gandhi. Thank you guys for listening. We had a quick, fun half an hour with some Curtis Blow and some Donny Hathaway Christmas music. Everybody, have a very, very, very Merry Christmas. And if anybody gets a spotting of Santa Claus, hit me up on my cell phone, 917-482-4477, and I'm out.